Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning, Meredith Eden Extension District Family and Consumer Science Agents, Kathy Gallen. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hopefully, like we said, the consistent weather is all we're asking for. So it's starting to be consistent. April, though there have been some April showers, and we've seen some really nice days as well.
Exactly. As long as we keep getting that sunshine after the showers, we can all be in a good state of mind.
Exactly. Rainbows, it creates smiles.
Very good.
That being said, health insurance or health with the planning ahead for some health insurance and some things you have to say about that.
Yeah. So when we're looking at spring and kind of everything greening back up and getting excited and giving us that good sense of, oh, it's warmed up now, I want to be outside and do some fun stuff. What I see a lot of this time of year, and I'll be honest, I'm a little jealous of folks that are at this point in their life, but a lot of people choose to retire when the summer months come along. And even though I'm not in that pool of folks quite yet, I'm excited whenever I do get those phone calls, simply because I know that those individuals are getting ready to kind of enter that next chapter of life. And my goal is to help that transition be a little bit easier with health insurance. And my number one thing that I really want to suggest and impress upon people is this is a decision that needs to take place, 2, 3, 4 months, ideally 6 months before that retirement date comes up. And we know that we can't always set our retirement date that far out, that there might be things that happen where we're retiring very quickly because of a health concern, for example, or maybe downsizing at the office. So just having some information on some of the things that need to take place regarding health insurance. So the first thing that folks need to be aware of is once you decide to retire or once you leave employment of any kind, regardless of whether or not retirement is a part of that, is knowing exactly when that health insurance ends. If it ends in the middle of a month, that is very important to note because Medicare starts the first of a month. So if I have my Medicare starting July 1st and I'm retiring in June, but my health insurance ends the middle of June when I retire, I'm going to have a gap there in my health insurance. So what we want to do is do that planning so that our Medicare will start before or when that employer health plan ends. So when we're talking about, even if we're past the age of 65, when we're talking about retiring, we need to plan ahead because signing up for Medicare is a thing that's going to take the longest. Actually getting your Medicare Part A and your Medicare Part B, get that all buttoned up and ready to go. The reason behind that is if you've worked past the age of 65 and are transitioning to Medicare, when you leave that employer insurance plan, Medicare is going to want you to verify that you have had insurance starting from age 65 until when you have retired. So, for example, if I continue to work past age 65 and I don't retire to 67, but I have stayed on my employer insurance plan, which you're allowed to do, when I retire, Medicare is going to want proof that I have had consistent medical coverage starting from age 65 to age 67 when I retire. Sometimes it can take a little bit of time to get that through your employer, through an HR department, so we want to allow for time for that paperwork to be processed. We also need to be aware of delays that there might be in working with Social Security to get you signed up. You can sign up for Medicare A and B over the internet through Social Security at ssa.gov. But you can also call your local Social Security office and do the majority of that over the phone as well. However, when that happens, what they do is they take some basic information down in your first phone call, and then they'll set an appointment to do a follow-up phone call to gather the final information that they need. Sometimes that follow-up phone call is a few days out. Sometimes it might be as little as a week out, but sometimes it can be 2 or 3 weeks out. So we've got to have that leeway in allowing ourselves enough time to get through that process. What we don't want to do is we don't want to wait until a month before we retire to try to get all of this fast-tracked, because that's not always able to be done. The other thing that we need to keep in mind, as I have mentioned before, is Medicare Part A and B will not cover 100% of our health care costs. And we can be left financially vulnerable if we don't have additional coverage to pick up the things that Medicare doesn't. And we can't sign up for that additional coverage without having our Medicare A and B in place and having that Medicare number. So that's another reason why we should start earlier. So I really recommend that folks start the process 4 to 6 months prior to retirement, so that you can get everything in line in that transition. Leaving retirement is leaving the workforce and going into retirement is going to make those first days within retirement part of that celebration and not a frustration because of healthcare. So I want to help people celebrate their retirement by encouraging folks who are approaching age 65 or those who are beyond age 65 and getting ready to retire to attend my new to Medicare class that I have coming up, and that's going to be on Wednesday, April 23rd here at the Paola office at 913 North Pearl Street. I have a class at 2 o'clock and a class at 6 o'clock that day, and we do what I call navigating the alphabet soup of Medicare, and one of the things that we do spend time on is what that timeline looks like and when you need to first take a look at your options for Medicare and when you need to be signed up, so taking that jump into retirement is a smooth transition, because everybody wants to enjoy retirement, and we don't want to start off with having headaches that we've got to try to continue and solve.
Another importance thing to go over once again is making sure everybody's planned ahead for the their future. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.